Well, the girls are here again. You can probably guess it's chamber chat time, and the girls from the Chamber of Commerce are here. And I tell you what, there's smiling faces and almost a look of relief with Rayanne and Janae. And how are we doing, gals?
We're good. Wonderful. Yeah. Tired, but wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. A big golf tournament, a big fundraiser for you. In general, how was it?
It was phenomenal. Everybody was so great, so happy and appreciative, and it just makes it all worth it. And, yeah, you know, the support we get from it is just over the top. So,
yeah,
okay. It was great.
And, Rayanne, it wasn't over when the golf tournament was over. You had some family duties to do, too.
Yep, got to get those ball fields in. So, yep.
Which is good. I mean, you got to do that. I mean, it's part of being a parent. But, so, Janae, you were raising funds specifically.
Yes.
How did that go? Or do you know yet?
So I guess we're probably pretty close to our goal. We'll just have to make it up in other ways. Those fundraising dollars, but yeah, specifically for some new flooring that we'll be getting in the chamber. And it looks like the first week of August is when they're going to be able to get that in for us.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
That's not that far.
So,
I mean, we're almost in July.
Right?
So,
yeah. So that'll be great. So that'll be our first, you know, we had plans of getting new furniture and all that good stuff, painting, but those are some things that we'll just have to hold off on maybe until next year and raise some more funds and just take it year by year.
Yeah. Rayanne, you can wait a month and a half for new flooring, can't you?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. And then we'll be working remotely during that time just because we'll have the whole office tore up. But people will be able to reach us by phone and email.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have the calls forwarded.
Which is probably the majority of the way they contact you now.
Exactly. And our website. So.
Right. Too much change. How many golfers did you have out there?
104.
104. Good for you. All right.
Yeah, we had 26 teams, 25 hole sponsors. We had about, I would say, 12 sponsors that actually were staffing their holes.
About half of them. Yep.
So they were out there with information about their businesses as well as games for the participants to play and giveaways. So it was busy.
Yeah, without a doubt. Did you have any like results? And I know it's not a big deal to where you place in these tournaments. It's more about the fundraising. But did you have some?
Oh my gosh! Who
won this dang thing?
Anderson Chemical
was first place.
All right.
And we have such amazing chamber members that every year this seems the case. But any money they win on these, you know, prizes they place in the tournament, they always donate back to the chamber, which is, we are so grateful for that because it just speaks to them as business, so, you know, as businesses and, you know, gives us, you know, validation that like we're doing a good thing here. And and so to be able to take that back and put that into the chamber funds is always really special.
Okay. You have not only you two from the chamber office. Of course, it's all gals. We know that. But anyway, on the chamber board.
Yeah.
Were they able to make it yesterday? Because sometimes it's hard to get a big crew together.
Right. We don't have that issue with this board. They always show up for us. They are phenomenal. We have, and even if they were participating in the tournament, they still came early to help or stayed late to help pack things up. So we have our current chair, Stephanie Danielson, was there, and Nicole Larson with Ecumen, Eric Johnson with Anderson Chemical, Tim Erickson with Towmaster, Rick Beecroft with Dooley's. They were our hole sponsor, or our hole-in-one sponsor this year. So they had $10,000 up for grabs, which unfortunately nobody did. Nobody won.
Yeah.
Who else am I missing? Justin Schroeder with Central Counties Cooperative, and
Lance
Groby with IRD Glass.
And Sarah Kern filled in when she could.
She came over. She wasn't going to be able to make it, and she came over and stepped in and helped out. And
nice.
So, yeah, they
Andrew
did.
Andrew Wimmer was there, yep.
Oh, yep, Andrew Wimmer. Yeah, they did everything from running food out to the sponsor holes to helping with registration and prizes. And
didn't any of them golf?
Right? No, they did. That's the thing. Yeah.
Tim Erickson was also another big help.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
The Towmaster. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Way to go, Timmy.
All day and yeah, brought his sound system and it was just a really great day.
It's fun seeing it all come together.
Yeah.
And everyone just pitching in.
Yeah. Right. Yep. All of those businesses coming together, and we had the Red Goat Bar and Grill out there who served beverages all day, and they do such an amazing job. And
Red, Whites, and Brews was available for transportation.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They were going to do that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she was out there all day, just available for people. And then, of course, our title sponsor, Vibrant Broadband, brought their big boom truck with the flag so that we could do the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And they had also sponsored a hole, so they were out there doing giveaways and games. And
yeah. Isn't that fun?
It was great. Yeah.
Now, with all the rain that we've had, we can say, the exception of maybe 12 drops, there wasn't any rain.
No.
But it was a little humid.
It was, but I mean, we were just happy
It's like a little.
Right. It was rough.
Yeah. And normally a light rain wouldn't be an issue, but with how wet the course already was, it was nice not to have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But so really, I mean, we can say that the weather cooperated.
It did.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it.
And the wind was thankful.
Yeah.
We were thankful for that.
Oh,
for sure.
Boy, yeah. Yeah. Without that, man, it would have been just stifling.
Oh, my gosh, so, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
but everyone was out there working hard. The city of Litchfield, we have to do a huge shout out to Kennedy Pank. She is, I mean, they are lucky to have that lady. She is.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's amazing. She thinks
good
of
organizer.
Everything. She's great organizing. Mm-hmm. She just was on top of everything. They make it so easy for us that we just, there's so many things we don't even have to worry about. So,
Okay.
Wonderful to work with.
And so we've got a parade of bands down the road. We've got the chamber tournament down the road. What's next?
Ooh, Fallen into Fun Fest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's going to be our next big
be
thing.
Coming up for you.
Which is our, you know, our third biggest fundraiser, I would say.
Right.
So, and we're just hoping to grow that. And, you know, it's
and that's
a fundraiser,
kind of
but
it's a retail event, but there's also a lot of other things that go on with it.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity for all businesses to take part because we have the business fair and we have the Art in the Park that's run through a separate company. But it's, you can take part in any capacity, which is really great. And it's just a huge, not only fundraiser for us, but a huge community involvement piece with the chamber that we get to get out there and the community gets to know our businesses and we get to know them.
Right.
And yeah, it's really great.
And then your other group, the Visitors Bureau, there's going to be some visitors in town coming up here in a couple of weeks for Watercade.
Right, yeah, and then the fair after that.
Oh,
and so it'll just, we'll be ramping up with that. And it's a little bit busier time of the year for the Visitors Bureau because we have people coming in and wanting information about what they can do while they're here. And, you know, people are getting on the website and seeing all the things that we have to offer and checking out those itineraries. Right. So
okay.
Yeah.
So it's never ending.
No, it's not. we'll have downtime for one or the other, but they're typically not at the same time, so it's just we just stay busy.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we need to add? I don't want to, you know, sometimes I feel like I talk too much when I, and no one's ever accused me of that before.
No, never.
But yeah, but anyway, anything else you need to add for us today?
No, just that if you're interested in either just coming and taking in Fallen into Fun Fest or being a part of it, you can check that out online at litch.com and then under our events, Fallen into Fun Fest would be where you could check that out. So mark your calendars for that. And
yep.
Rain or shine event, so all of our vendors bring pop-up tents, and so mark your calendars for that.
Yep, and there's all kinds of other events that are, of course, going on, and I'm sure you can refer to the website for that. I know that as a, for instance, we're going to have about a 45-minute period of time, some people on that are going to be the Central Park Music this week. Things like that. There's just constant things going on that way, and which is good. We want to stay active and keep this community growing and moving.
Yep. Absolutely, yeah. And a full list of those events is on the Visitor Bureau website at litchfieldmn.com.
Okay.
Our events that we have specifically on our site are specific to chamber members.
Okay.
But so you can get information on both at either site.
All right. That's it. Well, then that'll take care of it for another Chamber Chat. And we do thank Rayanne and Janae for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. We'll see you next time.